Transitioning from adolescence to adulthood can be an exciting time in one's life, but also a stressful and unstable period too. Almost 2 in 5 young Australians suffer from a mental disorder when already dealing with the challenges of navigating adulthood. And a lack of mental health services tailored to young adults with moderate or complex mental health issues is making it more difficult to seek support. 19-year-old disability support worker Phoenix has struggled with depression and anxiety over the last 7 years. During this time, she has sought support from a variety of public and private mental health services, but with little success and at a large cost.
In the public system, it's a very long waiting list to see psychologists, psychiatrists, any sort of mental health professional. And when you go to seek them privately, even with a mental health care plan, there's usually about a $100 gap fee with Medicare anyway. When you need weekly support, that's a lot of money to have to be forking out.
Moving from the child mental health care system into the adult system presents its own difficulties too.
There's almost less support. Just that small change between, you know, turning 18. Obviously now I can access my own support, but usually when you're younger, it's almost like people are more willing to help you at least.
Phoenix says these barriers led her to a breaking point where she felt there was nowhere to turn to.
For a while, I lost a lot of hope. After my continued, you know, reaching out to the public system and getting nothing in return, and in turn that ended in me trying to commit suicide. I got to a place where I felt like there was no access to support here.
Unfortunately, Phoenix's struggle to access support is not an isolated incident. A report from the ABS says that between 2020 and 2021, 35.3% of people between 16 and 34 years of age did not have their need for counselling met. Senior Research Assistant for the Queensland Centre of Mental Health Research, Julie John, has spent the last 2.5 years helping develop Australia's National Mental Health Service Planning Framework. Focusing on youth and young adult mental health services, Ms. John says there are limited mental health services catered to young people's needs as they enter adulthood.
There's limited specific services available for young adults. That population group have very specific needs, and they might need, you know, extra support with employment or study support or family support. And these are services that they currently don't get access to in the adult system, but they might have been having access to in the child systems.
The divide between child and adult mental health care systems has created a gap in the capacity of services available to young adults with moderate or complex mental health issues. As a result, young adults are falling into what is called the missing middle, where they are unable to access appropriate and suitable care.
So what happens is that these missing middle tend to go under the radar and don't get access to any services that they need, or the services that they like have are not sufficient for them, like those GP, you know, sessions. They might need more than 6 to 10 sessions a year or other supports, but they just can't really, you know, afford that.
But the question still lies. What is being done to address the missing middle? In recent years, the government has begun developing mental health service frameworks and initiatives to help increase access to services across the board.
So I guess one thing that's currently underway is the Better Access Evaluation. So the Better Access Program is what gives people access to these subsidised GP psychology sessions. The government's currently doing evaluation, which is to see, well, is this working? Is it cost effective? What else can we do to sort of alleviate some of those costs and make these services more accessible?
Non-government organisations are also looking at different ways to deliver mental health support to young people. Stride is a mental health charity and organisation that operates across the eastern coast of Australia, supporting people through all stages of their mental health journey. Stride General Director Nikki Dixon says to provide better support and access to services for young adults, providers need to understand the unique challenges they face.
One of the things that we try and make sure we do is that we meet the individual's needs. And understanding the developmental phases of what is required of a young person transitioning to adulthood, looking at, you know, stepping into independence, that, you know, understanding their personal identity. The staffing profile of those services really need to be able to be sure that they have a good fundamental understanding of what are the developmental, you know, stages of transition from adolescence to adulthood, and then be able to support young people through that.
While developments to increase access to mental health services are currently underway within both government and non-government organisations, Australia still has a far way to go. This has been Eleanor Marsh. Take care.